The report makes the economic case for taking bold action on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says, with polluting climate-changing gases at record levels, the world can no longer afford to burn its way to prosperity.
We need a structural transformation in the global economy. This report argues for a new model where economic growth and climate action are mutually reinforcing, and it shows how we can build it.
The report focuses on change in three key areas: cities, land use, and energy, says Felipe Calderon. The former president of Mexico chairs the Global Commission on the Economy and Climate that produced the report.
We estimate that these three sectors will require investments of around $90 trillion during the next 15 years. This scale of investment is itself a huge opportunity to change the future.
Calderon says how governments manage their investments in energy, transportation, and food for the world's growing population will shape future growth, productivity, and living standards.
And we are not suggesting that we must decouple economic growth from energy demand. What we are saying is that we must decouple economic growth from carbon emissions.
More compact urban centers built around mass transit could grow the economy while becoming healthier and less polluting places to live. Restoring degraded farmland could feed millions of people. Dramatic price drops are making renewable energy investment more attractive, and tremendous savings have already been gained from greater efficiency. The report recommends phasing out subsidies for fossil fuels, putting a price on carbon, and increasing innovation in low-carbon technology. Taking these measures can help grow the economy while avoiding the impact of a warmer world, says Global Commission Program Director Jeremy Oppenheim.
It is based on the real-world experience of investments that are successful in addressing better growth and better climate at the same time, in policies that are successful, in cities that are doing it right. So this is about taking what we've learned over the last few years and taking it to global scale.
These ideas will be discussed at the United Nations Climate Summit next week. The outcome could be at the core of a new climate treaty that will be finalized at a United Nations conference in Paris at the end of next year. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.